Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This happened years ago. I was dating a girl for the first time. Her name was Scarlett. We never really went out and did stuff together though. We would basically just stay over at each other's places and Netflix and chill. I wasn't really into anything at the time, so I usually let Scarlett pick what we watched. Her thing was true crime documentaries, which I wasn't the biggest fan of. It was her absolute favorite kind of show though, so I let her have what she wanted.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
However, the way Scarlett consumed that stuff always struck me as a little odd. When they showed pictures of the bodies, sometimes she'd even say, "Wow," in a way that made it seem like she kind of thought it was cool. Even the way she rooted for the killers was bizarre as hell. One night, we watched this one documentary called Don't F With Cats. It was about this guy named Luca Magnotta, who started off by taking out kittens and posting videos of it online, and then went on to do the same thing to a person while people on the internet were trying to catch him. It turned into this whole global manhunt before he was finally arrested. It didn't really come off as a surprise when Scarlett got way more into it than ever before. She laughed and smiled through the whole thing. I wish I hadn't forgotten about it, because we literally adopted a cat together a few weeks later. It was this adorable little dumpster kitty that was abandoned near my place. We shared custody of him, trading him off every weekend. We had him for a couple of months before something happened. One night, in the middle of the week in which I didn't have the cat, I awoke to a hand over my mouth. I freaked out and almost screamed, but I quickly recognized that it was Scarlett in my room.
Scarlett, what the hell are you doing in here? How'd you get in? You always leave your window unlocked. I just crawled in. Listen, I gotta tell you something, but you need to keep it a secret, okay? Yeah, sure. What is it? So, I went out tonight and
bitch, did you cheat on me?
No. Oh man, I can't believe I actually did this shit.
What? What did you do?
Shh. I just killed somebody.
What? Is this a joke?
Nope. It's real. I just snuck up on some random guy and knocked him out. Then I strangled him and threw him in the river. Isn't that crazy?
Tell me you're making this up. I'm not dating a murderer. If you did this, I'm snitching and calling the cops.
No.
Don't do that. Then I'll have to kill you too, bitch.
Okay. I won't say anything. You're scaring me, Scar. Please, just let me leave. I'm just gonna forget that you said anything, okay?
Fine, I'll go. Just see you next Friday for some more Netflix and Scissor. I mean Netflix and chill. Until then, sweet dreams.
I didn't know what to do except pretend the whole encounter was a weird nightmare from all the crime documentaries. I couldn't sleep after that, and it was so late in the night that it was basically early morning, so I just got up. There were two more days until I was set to meet Scarlett at her place again. I ghosted her the whole time, and it just felt easier to act like I didn't have a girlfriend until I could forget about it. I made sure to keep my doors and windows locked up from there on out. I passed out on Wednesday night, and I woke up to a bunch of texts from Scarlett. She was saying she had something to show me. She wanted to wait until I came over on Friday, but she just couldn't hold on to it. Then, She sent me a video I'll never unsee. It started with Scarlett putting our cat into a blender. He struggled against her, trying to get away, but she managed to shove him in it and put the lid on. He was meowing in distress like I'd never heard him. I was so confused as to what Scarlett was doing, but then she turned on the blender. I couldn't contain myself. Half of me wanted to shove Scarlett's face into the blender, but the other half could do nothing more but break down completely. I went to the police as soon as I could and showed them the video, then gave them Scarlett's address. They arrested her immediately, but it soon turned out that she was never lying about taking out a random man. The cat was just her warm-up, which meant our cat had already been deceased for days. Scarlett was sent to prison, and it's not expected that she'll ever come out. I've never gotten over what she did to our cat, my cat, and with a smile on her face, she's a monster. And every time I see a blender, a cat, someone that vaguely looks like her, or think about watching Netflix, everything comes rushing back to me, and that video just plays in my head. It's terrifying to think a Netflix show could inspire anyone to do such awful things. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a 25-year-old trans sadistic killer named Scarlett Blake, who was so confident she had gotten away with the perfect slaying that she couldn't help but boast about it. That led her to finally being caught, and now facing a life sentence in prison. Blake filmed herself torturing a neighbor's cat and putting it into a blender. To make matters worse, Blake's rampage didn't just stop there. She was also accused of taking out a random stranger named Jorge Martin Carreno, having targeted him as he sat alone in the early hours of the morning in the park. Blake had smashed a vodka bottle over his head, then strangled him as he lay dazed, and pushed him into a river to drown. Blake then took trophy photos at the spot of where she took out the victim and sent them to her partner, Ashlyn Bell, a fellow trans woman. Police believe Blake would have gotten away with the crime had she not later had a bitter falling out with Bell, who then contacted detectives at Thames Valley Police. It was only then, almost 2 years later after Jorge's death, that police finally learned of Blake's gruesome obsession with death and how she had warmed up for her attack on him by making a four-hour video of herself slaughtering a neighbor's cat.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Blake had allegedly been inspired by the Netflix documentary Don't F With Cats, which charted the progress of Canadian misfit Luca Magnota. From taking out pets and then eventually a human victim, Blake was then arrested and charged accordingly.
I honestly thought I'd never get a date with a half-decent girl for the rest of my life. I might be fat as hell and losing my hair, so I held out for a hot chick for a long time. Or even a soft six, at least. But then one day, a miracle happened. I matched with this super hot girl named, well, I guess I should mention her name. I'll just call her Sarah. I always wanted to bang a Sarah. I didn't get my hopes up at first, as I figured it had to be another catfish. But the more we talked, the more I knew it wasn't. Texts turned to phone calls, and then FaceTime. That's when I was 100% sure this girl was real. Sarah wanted me to come over to her place for a Netflix and chill date. When she told me that, I just about had to change my underwear right then and there. But then, at last, came the catch. Not only did she want me to bring food and liquor for the night, but also a grocery list of narcotics. The only problem was I had no idea how to source half of that stuff. It took me a few days of asking around at dive bars and calling up old friends who I knew had gotten hooked on stuff in the past. But then, I finally had everything together. Sarah sent me her address, and I called up an Uber XL to make sure I got there safely. The entire way there, I was nervous as hell, not only because of the anticipation of getting with a hot chick, but also because of the bag of felonies I was in possession of. I just kept telling myself it was going to be worth it. When I finally saw Sarah in person, she was even hotter than her pictures, and what she was wearing made her intentions clear. She invited me inside and told me to sit on the couch. Almost immediately, she curled up on me. She clearly knew her way around very large men, and I figured this wasn't her first time using a fat incel like me to get her fix. After a few minutes, we decided on what to watch as we spooned. I handed her the bag of stuff, and she left me on the couch watching Netflix while she went into the bathroom to do all the stuff. After a few minutes, she eventually came out, but I had to do a double take. It was like she'd been replaced with some cracked-out lookalike from off the street. Her face, and especially her eyes, looked so different, but the rest of her was still hot. I had to get in that and end my years-long drought. Sarah was stumbling around as she led me to her bedroom, as opposed to what I expected. Given how much smaller she was than me, she flopped down on the bed and told me to get on top of her. I didn't know what else to do but to listen to her, so I did what she requested and jumped on top of her with my arms and legs out. That's when things got freaky, and actually, I'll spare the details. I didn't last long at all. When I looked down at Sarah's face to apologize, I realized she was completely passed out. Her eyes were wide open as well as her mouth. I thought maybe it was just the combination of everything she took. But then blood started pouring out of her nose. I panicked, convinced that I had squished her in my excitement and crushed her ribcage or even her windpipe. I called 911, hoping that someone could save her, but unfortunately, they couldn't. The scene the cops arrived at looked pretty damning for me, so they arrested me.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
However, after some investigating, they let me go. They couldn't prove I put any of that stuff into her system. Sarah's family has remained suspicious of me. They think I'm a killer and took her out. I agree I'm not the good guy in this situation, but I'm not a murderer. I'm just a typical desperate fat slob who tried to get his whistle wet. But now I'm traumatized by the thought of a Netflix and chill date. So I guess that's out the window for me. This story was inspired...
Sorry. This story was inspired by a disturbing incident that happened on December 11th of 2021. A woman named Lauren Smith Fields invited a man she met on Bumble, 37-year-old engineer Matthew LaFountain, over for a Netflix and chill date. The two drank tequila and watched a movie before falling asleep. That's when bloody sheets and a male fluid-filled rubber was found at the scene. In the morning, LaFountain says he found an unresponsive Smith Fields with a bloody nose and called 911. Lauren Smith Fields' family believe that she was roofied and passed away at the hands of LaFountain. The medical examiner says Lauren passed due to a fatal combination of narcotics and alcohol. Police have shared their opinion that there is no foul play involved, but haven't shared what evidence they've found to rule it out. Lauren's family say this is because her demise was inadequately investigated. Police have asked Lauren's family to stop calling the police station. Police told Lauren's family the Bumble date was a nice guy. Police told Lauren's family there is no need to investigate him. Lauren's family lawyer said, "It looks more like a murder, and if the police don't start acting fast, we're going to have a real big problem on our hands." The family plans to file a lawsuit against the city. Shrouded in accusations of police neglect and cover-up, we'll probably never know what really happened to the 23-year-old.
I lived with my boyfriend of 12 years and my son who's 34 years old. His father left us when he was little, leaving me to raise him on my own. I met my boyfriend Jack soon after my son Paul left home after graduating college. Everything was fine for a long time, but around the time my son turned 30, he started to change. He started slowly deteriorating into a helpless, paranoid wreck and thinks everyone is out to get him. He lost his job, girlfriend, apartment, and everything he owned because of whatever's wrong with his head. Seeing his mental illness from afar was much different than living with it. Behavior-wise, Paul had almost regressed back to the toddler stage, except he was a fully grown man. It was honestly sad to see, but there wasn't much I could do about it. Paul essentially took our lives down with his own. His constant freakouts and tantrums caused me and Jack immense stress. The two of us had been living together for several years by then, and we had grown accustomed to being freely intimate and always Netflix and chilling. But eventually, all that went out the window when Paul moved back in. Jack and I could rarely have any time alone, as Paul would quickly become convinced that we were secretly conspiring against him.
I know what you little shits want me out of here, and I'm not leaving. You got that?
We eventually got worried that Paul might someday do something more serious or violent, which is why Jack decided to get Paul to see a psychiatrist. We eventually convinced him to go, and the doctors later revealed Paul was, in fact, sick in the head and needed psychiatric treatment. They said he was a paranoid schizophrenic, in need of inpatient care lasting anywhere from a week to several months. He claimed we just wanted to abandon him and started acting like a violent lunatic, kicking and punching and cracking the backseat windows when we got home. Paul locked himself in his room for the entire day. Jack and I didn't bother him.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We locked ourselves in our room, too, and laid in bed together. We put Netflix on to our favorite brain-dead distraction show, just to numb our brains from the craziness. I guess we both needed the stress relief. We exhausted ourselves and passed out earlier than usual, still somehow not being disturbed by Paul. After sleeping for some time, I remember waking up to Paul in his underwear standing in the room with a knife in his hand.
Paul, what are you doing? Put down the knife!
Shut up! I know what you idiots have been up to! It smells like shit in here!
What are you talking about?
He's been controlling me! Controlling us! I can't take it anymore!
He's not controlling anyone! We're just trying to help you!
Lies! That's what he wants you to think! The next thing you know, he's gonna put you in there too!
Paul, please, put down the knife! Let's just talk about this!
I'm not going back! I'm not going back! I'm not going back!
What's going on? Am I still getting my rim lit? Paul? Is that you?
I'm not going back!
In one moment, my life was destroyed. I panicked and ran out of the bedroom before Paul could do anything to me. Then I locked myself in the bathroom. Just seconds later, he started banging on the door, stabbing through it and trying to get in.
We're free, Mommy! I did it! We're free! Now me and you can Netflix and chill, and you don't have to do it with that dirty slob!
I could hear him from the bathroom, jumping around with asleep, screaming and blabbering nonsense. For some reason, he kept shouting our postcode, and now it rings in my head anytime I write down my address.
CR8-5NY! CR8-5NY! CR8-5NY!
That lunatic went running out onto the street. For some reason, he kept shouting out our postcode, and it rings in my head anytime I write down my address. I eventually gathered myself enough to crawl out of the bathroom and get my phone. I called the police on my own son, something I never thought I would have to do. They arrested him in his underwear, taking the bloody knife he had been waving around in celebration. Jack did not survive. When questioned, Paul admitted to having taken out Jack, believing wholeheartedly that Jack had been controlling his mind. He's serving his sentence in a psychiatric hospital, but I have never visited him. He may be my son, but he's become a monster. I can never forgive him for the brutality of taking out Jack, the man who made my life worth living again, now taken away from me too soon. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a paranoid schizophrenic man who took out his mother's partner with a knife. While the couple was Netflix and chilling in bed together, 34-year-old Nicholas Jones took out 45-year-old Paul McCarroll at the family home in Oaks Road, Kenley, South London. The victim had been in a relationship with Jones' mother for around 12 years before the slaying. They were lying in bed together, allegedly Netflix and chilling, when Jones stormed into the bedroom with a blade and did what he did to Mr. Carroll shortly before 6 p.m. Despite the best efforts of police and paramedics, Mr. Carroll was unable to be revived. Jones appeared at court via video link from a psychiatric hospital to deny the slaying, but later admitted to it. The prosecution accepted his plea. A prosecutor mentioned Jones had a working diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia and had spoken of hearing voices before the attack. He said Jones was known to mental health services and thought to be suffering from a serious psychiatric illness. Less than a month before this incident, those treating him called police because he threatened to burn down their offices because he believed he had been misdiagnosed. The court heard that after the slaying, Jones was topless and shoeless in the street shouting out his postcode and saying in his words he had effed up. As a result, the attack was said to be motiveless. The judge ultimately ordered a psychiatric report to be prepared from the clinician at the hospital where Jones currently is and adjourned sentence until September 27th.
About Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.